The collection of solid waste, a responsibility of the various MMDAs, has been contracted to private waste companies in the country. In recent times, individuals with the aid of trucks or tricycles have joined the business of waste collection. But the question is, are these individual operators licensed or not? And also, how do they operate? Linda Goji finds answers to these and other questions in this report.
Private waste management companies who have the necessary equipment have been contracted to collect and manage solid waste across the country. Due to one reason or the other, some individuals with the aid of trucks or bikes have also joined the business. This is seen across the country, and the Accra metropolis is no exception. But are these individual garbage collectors who go from one house to the other for refuse registered to do the work they do? Mr. Samopodo is the head of the waste management department of the AMA.
The AMA, since year 2010, has assigned the collection of solid waste to 9 waste contractors. Apart from the 9 accredited solid waste contractors assigned to the 10 submetros of Accra, we have contractors who are using smaller vehicles like the tricycles, baller taxis, and then porters, kayaki, who go from house to house to pick waste. They are the companies that are informal. They have no license or contracts with the AMA, but there are intentions to actually bring them under control by registering them under the major 9 contractors. But that arrangement has not been put in place yet. The advice I want to give is that they should put themselves in an association and then try to register with the existing waste management companies that are under contract with the AMA, so that their operations can be monitored and then supervised.
From all indications, the individual garbage collectors are not registered or licensed by the AMA. But why are they still in operation, and what is really the relationship between them and the AMA?
I'm doing it because of no ideal job. I try every job, but I see that baller work, I have to be managing it.
So how much do you take from people?
Oh, we don't charge them. Any amount they have, they can give me 50 pesos. At times, good people give 1 CD. Maybe you can come and meet a very big baller, maybe they give you 5 CD.
And do you license with AMA also?
Oh, for me, for my motor, they are licensed with them. Yeah, with the AMA.
With the AMA?
Yeah. With 2 million kura more.
AMA. So every month you be paying
home? No, I don't pay anymore. The place number, they are the one who give it to me. Like, if government will help us, like, can do any job, because before someone will do baller job, it's not easy. You know that person is ready for anything.
It's not all that profitable, but we just dedicate ourselves to help clean the town. But if we bring it here, the problem we have here is, who crossed that path here today? There's no container. No, there's a lot of container at AMA open charge with them, but they are aware of what we are doing. But I don't know whether they are aware of the money that we are paying here, but if you are demanding money from the container attendants, are you getting me? So if they demand high from the container attendants also demand high from us. Because if we don't pay money, we will not discharge our load. So where is that money that they are taking is going? Where is it going?
Waste management as an essential tax has serious health implications when not properly managed. The director of the Metro Public Health Department of the AMA, Dr. Simpson Enimboatin, explains the dangers associated with improper waste management, especially with regard to the activities of the individual garbage collectors.
What is happening now is that there are some unauthorized contractors who are also taking the waste from people's homes. These people are not recognized by the AMA. We don't know them because we haven't accredited them. And it is these people who dump the rubbish in unauthorized areas. The accredited contractors take the rubbish and take them to approved disposal sites. So all these people doing all this is illegal. They are the more dangerous because we don't know where they even send their refuse. It is known that some of them dump them in the drains, open spaces. Because some of them put fecal matter, that is toilets, in them, and they dump them anywhere and anyhow. And when it rains, because they have choked the drains, there's flooding. And when this flooding occurs, it goes to people's homes. For instance, about 3-4 years ago, we experienced an outbreak of cholera, very severe outbreak of cholera. And it is as a result of all these things. You know, if you don't dump them well, so that they are well managed at the approved landfill site, that is what you have to expect. People should register with the accredited contractors so that their waste will be managed hygienically.
The other question that is begging for answers is why people engage the services of private individual garbage collectors rather than the contracted collectors.
If the authorized body who is supposed to be collecting these garbages don't come around, I don't have any option than to engage the services of these house-to-house garbage collectors. They have a specific days, probably, let me say, Tuesday and let's say Fridays. They don't normally turn up when it is the official days they used to come, they don't come. And so if they don't come and there are these private garbage collectors come around, I don't want to also leave the garbage in the house like that. I need to dispose it off and then go my way. Can you imagine if you happen to be a worker and you have to leave early in the morning and you wait for these people to come and they don't come? They sort of stink and the bad odor that will, you know, emanate from these garbages and stuff. So I don't, you know, have any option than to engage the services of this house-to-house collectors.
So when they come, how much do you give them?
Depending on the size of the garbage, at times 50 pesos once a day. I'm cool with it.
Individual solid waste collectors who move from house to house alongside the contractors' companies seem to have come to stay. It is expected that the MMDAs will monitor their operations and ensure proper waste management in the country.
That was a feature there by Linda Goji.